listen while you list. VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. You know, when it comes to selling on eBay, and isn't that what we're here for? There's definitely an ongoing learning curve, and some are further along it than others. That's just the story of life. Louise Sanchez has gone the distance in her 19 years on eBay, and she's here now to share some lessons she's learned along the way. Louise and her husband, Gene, are known on eBay as top-rated seller Herbs Crafts Gifts. That's all one word. Louise, you're a longtime seller on eBay. Why? What keeps you going?
Hi, Griff. Hi, Lee.
Hey there.
Hi. Well, lots of things. One of the motivations that got us started was trying to just get rid of stuff, and now it's evolved as we progressed in age that our kids don't want it. So now we're selling all the other stuff, and we inherited a bunch from my mom, so we're still trying to sell that. And in the meantime, we filled in the gaps with stuff that we get at the ASD, the Merchandise and Gift Show,
sure,
just so that we have new things, so we have just a great big variety.
So,
Gene and I really don't have any hobbies.
Yes,
we
you do.
Burn out on
yes.
volunteering
yes, you
and
do.
Doing stuff like that. So,
you do
so
have hobbies. You're the duck woman.
Well, yes. I was thinking maybe you should do the duck quack during this.
Griff, it was so funny. Every day she puts a new duck up. So all of a sudden I'm noticing there's no ducks. Am I the only person that noticed it back when, Louise, a couple of months ago? And I found myself actually sending her a message saying, what happened to your ducks? It's like if I don't see it every day, it's like I'm superstitious or something. I have to see her duck of the day.
Well, in honor of being on today, I did a recycle duck. I thought recycle would be a good duck for today. So
that's a smart idea.
So in all of this, selling on eBay 19 years, wow, what's the number one lesson you've learned?
I think that there's two or three of them. One of them is that, and I think the most important is trust what eBay says. There's so many times when the releases come out, something new comes out, and I've been one of the ones who's been very, very reluctant to follow through. Like when the hub came out, the first thing I saw when I opened the hub was my sales. I know my sales are probably 10%. I didn't need that in my face every time I opened it. And when I found out that we could rearrange those modules and I could bury that down at the bottom of the page and go see it when I wanted to and move more important stuff up to the top, then I was happy, and now I'm convinced, although I know that there's stuff on the hub one click underneath the front page that needs more explanation, more in-depth understanding, and I've been trying to figure all that out and haven't been able to yet.
What are give us an example of something that you couldn't figure out.
Well, it's not so much that. It's when we were at the open, there was several presentations on the hub, and they went in-depth on the next level. But when you're in an atmosphere like that, it's hard to take notes and then take that information back to my two meetup groups. And that's what I'm after, is what they presented, the more in-depth information, the whys, the wherefores.
Isn't it still up there,
understanding.
Griff? Didn't we put everything up there?
Everything what?
eBay put it up there for you to see after the event. I think most of the programs, most of the workshops were up there.
That's truly. But when we've been doing a lot of Skype meetings and they're like face to face, where they're real-time interaction with the presenter. And so people who have questions can answer those questions. Videos, anybody can sit at their computer and look at those videos. But if there's a question, there's nobody to answer it.
Okay.
I get
see what I say?
Sure.
What I mean? The other thing that I've been doing, too, is a couple of years ago, when eBay started having to have the returns, it started in November, and they had to be returned by January 31st through the holidays, and people balked at that. I thought, you know what the heck? And I put all my listings to 60-day returns. and I haven't looked back. It's the best thing I've ever done. I have absolutely no problem, and I can say without reservation that if I've had 3 requests in the last 2 years for a return, that's a lot.
Mm.
I just don't, but I don't sell clothing or electronics, and those are big return categories.
Mm-hmm.
But the stuff I sell usually can be, if they want to return it, like a lady got a damaged scarf. She wanted to return it. I don't want the scarf back. I'll send you a new one. That sort of thing. But really, and one of the things that we have to do as sellers is make ourselves stand out from other sellers. And if somebody's going through a list and they see, I don't know, ladies' white scarves, and there's no returns, there's 14-day, which means they're not top-rated, 30-day returns or 60-day returns, everything else being equal, who are they going to buy from? In the 60 days, there was an article a while back in the New York Times that was all over Facebook that the article said that 60-day returns result in fewer returns. People are invested in the item, and they've already thought, so much time has gone by, I'm not even going to bother. Whereas when you have a short return, they know they have to do it, and they do it right away. Whereas the longer the return period, the more they push it aside and forget about it. Excuse me.
So she's got a 60-day return policy. What did you have before, Louise?
I think I probably had 14. Then I probably inched it up to 30. But I'm thrilled with 60. I see no reason. 60 days, 30 days, it doesn't matter. But the 60 days puts me a step ahead of other sellers.
Griff, you have no days, right?
No. You mean for returns?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take returns at any time. I mean, I can only go up to 60 days on the site, but
yeah.
If somebody asks me after 60 days, I just give them a return.
Really?
And I just don't have that problem.
It's not a real problem.
Really
don't.
No, it's not. And the other thing that prompted it, too, was a chargeback with PayPal or with any credit card is 120 days. So what difference does it make?
Yeah, it's true.
What difference does it make? It makes no difference at all.
So when
I'm happy with it.
When you first started 19 years ago, now we're 19 mm-hmm. years down the road now, so you're an old-timer. How has eBay and e-commerce changed over the years you've been selling?
Oh, wow. In the beginning, we could just put up a listing and let it sit, and it pretty much, there was a lot of activity. We were alone. We didn't really have anybody to brainstorm with, and we had to find our own way. And one of the ways that I set up my store, or at the beginning, my listings, I tried to imagine in my mind how a big box store would do it. So I always asked myself, how would Walmart handle this? How would Walmart handle a return? How would Walmart handle pricing? How would Walmart handle shipping or no free shipping? That before then, it was, at the beginning, free shipping wasn't even heard of. So I think that that was then. Now, I think that because the way it's evolved and there's so much competition, we really have to self-promote. I think that social media plays a huge, big role in what we do. My sellers always ask, my students ask, does the social media part of it and self-promotion work? And I say, I have no idea whether it works or not. There's no way to track it. But I do know I'm making sales. Would I make the sales with the competition the way it is? I don't know. There's so very few things anymore that there's only one of on the whole site. Everything has multiple listings. I was, just for fun, anybody who's listening and you guys, just for fun, I was researching a necktie I just bought. It was called Vodka, and that was the design, Vodka necktie, and I put that in. There's like 96 different listings. If you want to see the way different people list different things and how we are in competition with each other, just look at that one page. It's amazing. And so what we have to do is make ourselves stand out. And how do we stand out? We bring people in from the outside.
Hmm.
Right?
Okay.
And I think that eBay recognizes that, too, because now they've got the partner, the eBay partner network. So if you're bringing in people and buyers from outside the site, then you can, and you're signed up with the partner network, you get a bonus, like extra money.
Ooh, we like that. We like that a lot.
Yeah.
Like money, yeah.
So one of the things you said that really stuck out, though, was that in the beginning, there were no seller groups.
That's correct.
You didn't know what you were. You were all alone, basically.
We were. There was a Yahoo chat room that I started, that I first learned about eBay at. It was called Amazon Women. We were more crafters, and they started talking about it. There was a little brainstorming there. And then a couple years went by, and I was in Freecycle. And there was a Freecycle chat room, and Kat Simpson was in that room with me, along with a couple other people. And we decided, somehow the subject of eBay came up, and we said, well, let's have lunch. And that was the beginning of our sellers group. And now it's evolved, and Meetup has come along, and we have the Meetup group here in Colorado Springs. We have the Meetup group in Albuquerque, although we have to drive down to it. We get to see the grandkids every time we do. But both groups are very viable, and both of them have great sellers in them that are coming at it from different angles and just are knowledgeable in so many different ways. It just keeps us really on our toes. Just love it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other part of it is, too, because of the meetups, we've met some people. Like, what happens if you're sick, or what happens if you can't do something? Like, one of our sellers here, his printer quit. And he couldn't print labels, and he needed to get them printed today in order to
wonderful
stay,
way to help each other. We are firm believers in those seller groups and in you, Louise Sanchez. Thank you.
This segment is brought to you by Bstock Sourcing. When we come back, we'll bring you more of eBay Radio.
Imagine a world where you could identify a maker's mark in moments. Ascertain an autograph ASAP. Place the pesky pattern with just a couple of clicks. Even decipher a symbol in seconds. Now, WorthPoint brings you that world. Introducing Maps, WorthPoint's encyclopedia of marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols. Their library has over 100,000 keys to identify your antique or collectible. And they're adding more all the time. You can also access over 1,000 reference books, including price guides, so you know your item's value. And as always, WorthPoint can tell you how much it sold for over the last decade, not just the past few months. Meet WorthPoint's Maps. That's marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com. Imagine your world with Maps.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
When it comes to managing your e-commerce business, there's only one listing tool more powerful than 6bit 2.0. That's 6bit 3.0. eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell online for 20 years. And he just keeps on getting better at it. 6bit 3.0 lets you create your own custom one-page listing form. You can change a whole batch of pictures at the same time and automatically rotate them while they import. There's also a brand new research tool so you can search multiple locations from a single keyword. 6bit 3.0 even adds support for additional selling channels in the US, Canada, and the UK so you can grow your e-commerce business on eBay and beyond. Try 6bit 3.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.